Mira Roes, and I'm a visiting assistant professor at George Washington University School of Public Health in the Global Health Department. Previously, I was at the CDC and EIS and had worked at Hopkins for a while. So today, I will be talking about the results of an evaluation of an intervention that was designed to improve upon knowledge and attitudes related to Ebola prevention and care in Congo-Brazzaville. I'm going to take us through the objectives of the intervention and how we designed it. Then I'll talk a little bit about Ebola, followed by the evaluation and intervention design, and then I'll move into the results and implications of our findings. Okay, so first, the intervention was developed in order to address knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors related to Ebola among populations living in remote areas of Congo-Brazzaville. It was designed to increase knowledge about Ebola transmission in order to change attitudes towards Ebola and those infected with the virus, and eventually to change healthcare seeking and other behaviors. The evaluation was designed to capture knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors before the intervention, immediately after the intervention, and again 6 months later. Briefly, Ebola is in the filovirus family, and sporadic outbreaks have been documented in sub-Saharan Africa since 1967. It affects both human and non-human primates, and evidence suggests that bats are the reservoir. Case fatality rates, depending on what resource you look to, range from 50 to 90%. Nosocomial transmission has been documented, and this has been largely associated with poor infection control practices. The disease is highly stigmatizing, and several studies have reported that affected populations often believe that it is associated with witchcraft, with white-haired individuals, and with tourists. So this video-centered intervention was developed by the International Conservation and Education Fund, also known as INCEF. INCEF is comprised of a multidisciplinary team of wildlife conservation filmmakers, journalists, community healthcare workers, and others. INCEF has very strong relationships with local leaders, local populations, national and local officials, and many others. The intervention was first developed at the end of 2005 following a series of outbreaks which devastated remote populations in both Congo-Brazzaville and neighboring Gabon. The team of filmmakers, which was filming wildlife for another film, were asked by the Ministry of Health to join them in promoting health education videos to address the outbreaks, and the team agreed and they eventually formed INCEF. Now, health education interventions were a major shift for the team, and they decided to design interventions to change health-related behaviors, such as disease prevention behaviors, improved healthcare seeking, and utilization of healthcare diagnostics and management by first changing knowledge and attitudes. Now, these interventions are often informed by theoretical constructs such as the theory of reasoned action, social cognitive theory, and many others, and these tend to stress cultural relevance and message testing and refinement. So with these basic ideas and concepts in mind, INCEF moved forward and developed the intervention. A few interesting notes. They had to really keep in mind that they were working with a special target population in remote areas where video literacy is very low, as is literacy in general. So formative research was used in order to inform the work that they were developing. The educational films, in order to address some of the barriers, were produced locally for Congolese audiences. They emphasized the local storytelling tradition and used first-person narratives. Formative research, including focus groups and semi-structured interviews, were used to develop the messages. The films feature residents who were affected by Ebola, their family members and neighbors, as well as local healthcare workers. The films were developed using Lingala, which was the local language, and a little bit of French, because not everybody speaks French in these areas. The films were used as part of, we're calling them video-based interventions, because they're used as part of a broader intervention, which includes heavy discussions immediately after the films, at which time people who are watching the films can ask questions and get clarification. The areas that we're working in are remote and sometimes hard to reach, and so one of our biggest concerns was getting portable, lightweight equipment to use in order to carry out this intervention. So we use things like iPods and projectors that are the size of your hand, very lightweight. We also use batteries that have about a 24-hour lifespan to power all the equipment and microphones and so forth. So it's a really nice example of the use of technology and mHealth for this kind of work. Right. So I mentioned witchcraft. Well, with the formative research, we found that there was a lot of stigma associated with both patients who had Ebola and recovered, as well as families that had had multiple deaths due to Ebola. There was very poor knowledge about transmission and symptoms, and villagers increased their risk of transmission by handling infected carcasses, infected individuals, and infected material. There was also this theme about deaths happening in the hospital, and part of this is because healthcare clinics were very far from where the Ebola outbreaks were happening in some cases, and so by the time patients went to the hospital, it was already too late, and so the likelihood of death was going to increase. I can't show it here because of the internet connections, but if you're interested, you can go to NCEF.org in order to see some of the educational films and a couple of documentaries that show the journey of the health educators from the production of the films right through to the implementation of the intervention. So the intervention was first implemented actually in 2006, but the evaluation really started in 2008. We've reached over 30 villages between 2007 and 2010, and over 7,000 had received the intervention. As I mentioned, the evaluation was designed to capture changes in knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors by using a survey pre-intervention, immediately after, and then again 6 months later. We also did a subset analysis where we looked at a number of people who had received other educational interventions to see if there was a difference between knowledge, attitudes, and behaviors among those that received INCEF interventions and those who had received other interventions. So now, of those who had participated in the intervention survey, about 43% were male. Almost everyone in this area had heard of Ebola or knew someone, and 22% knew someone who had it. Immediately before the intervention, about 70% noted that non-human primates could transmit Ebola. This increased significantly after the intervention. About 49% said that humans could transmit Ebola and could correctly identify two or more symptoms of Ebola, and this also increased significantly after the intervention. 6 months later, we found evidence of retention of this knowledge, which was very good for us, and there was, you could see a slight increase in some of these indicators, which to us meant that there could be diffusion of innovation going on or diffusion of knowledge where individuals that had seen the films were telling other people about it, and we did some formative research to try to see to what extent this was happening. I mentioned we did a comparison to look at the differences in knowledge and attitudes and behaviors between INCEF and other education materials. So this was a very small sample. 32% received INCEF, 65% had received other information. And we found that those who had received the INCEF education knew that there was no cure for Ebola. They were significantly more likely to note that humans could transmit it, and they were more likely to correctly identify two or more symptoms of Ebola. Handling remains of deceased, both groups tended not to want to handle them, and part of this is because of the stigma associated with the disease and the fear. So in summary, our evaluation provides a lot of evidence that the INCEF health education method is effective in changing knowledge and attitudes and intended behaviors. For us, we think that the cultural relevance of the films, the way that they were produced, the use of formative research was a big part of the success of this intervention. For us also, because of the area that we're working in, we're finding that the correct use of technology in mHealth is also key for the success of such interventions. INCEF is working on a number of other films. They've developed films on Ebola conservation, and this is designed to decrease the hunting of the illegal hunting of species that are on the endangered species list. They've also done a few films focusing in on monkeypox prevention and care. With UNICEF, we're working on HIV/AIDS, diarrheal disease, maternal neonatal health. There are a number of partners that are involved in this work, including the Ministries of Communication, Environment, Forestry, and so forth, Health, UNHCR's contractor, MDA, village leaders, and many, many funders to support INCEF. I'm happy to answer any questions by email or after this. And again, if you want to look at the films, that's the website to go to. Thank you.